I see you endured.
我看到你实在还在忍耐啊。
What Jesus said about those that endure to the end, don't you?
耶稣说到那些忍耐到底的就怎么样？ We'll be saved.
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, as we enter the second session, once again, we want to thank you for your help in the first.
父兄，我们上第二堂课的时候，我们为着第一堂课你的帮助而感恩。
And now, Lord, as I try to explain what you were trying to explain to your disciples.
主，当我要解释你向你门徒所要解释的功课的时候。
Give us the Holy Spirit.
愿你赐下圣灵。
And we know we shall understand and be helped.
我们知道我们才能够得到帮助，
才能够明白。For it is your life in us that produces the fruit.
因为是你在我们里面的生命使我们结果子。
Amen.
Amen.
In chapters 13 through 17, our Lord is teaching a principle.
13到17章约翰福音，主耶稣在教导一个原则。
Principle is I'm going to leave you.
这个原则是我要离开你。
You will not have me bodily with you.
虽然我的肉身不再与你们同在了。
But do not despair.
然而不要失望，绝望。
I have not left you.
我没有离弃你们。
I will be with you.
我仍然与你们同在。
But not in a way that you're used to.
但不像从前这样同在。
I will send to you the Holy Spirit.
我会差遣你我的圣灵。
And as I have been to you bodily,
正如我从前是肉身与你们同在。
He will be to you.
圣灵也会与你们同在。
It's interesting that the terminology Jesus uses to introduce the Holy Spirit to them.
很有趣啊，耶稣用的词汇来介绍圣灵。
He calls him another comforter or helper.
他称他为另外一位保惠师。
And the scholars tell us that the word another here means
学者告诉我们这另一位啊，意思就是
another of the same kind
就是另一个同类的
It's the word advocate
就是一个保惠师
And it's the same word that the apostle John uses in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1
约翰福音第二章第一节约翰所用的同一个词
He says to them, My little children, I write to you.
他说小子们啊，我写信给你们。
That you may not sin.
好叫你们不犯罪。
But if any man sin,
若有人犯罪，
he has an advocate with the Father.
他在父面前有一位中保。
The righteous one, Jesus Christ.
就是那义者，主耶稣基督。
So here, John calls Jesus the advocate.
所以这里约翰称主耶稣为中保或是保惠师。
And Christ calls the Holy Spirit another advocate just like him.
基督呢称圣灵为保惠另一位保惠师。保惠师就中保同一个词。
In chapter 14, beginning with verse 1.
第十四章从第一节开始。
You want to turn and follow along.
你翻过去看一下啊十四章第一节。
He is explaining how they're going to interact with him now that he's not bodily with them.
好，他会跟他们解释，当现在他不与他们身体同在的时候，他们会如何跟他交往。
And in the middle of that discussion, chapter 14 through 16, we find our illustration.
十四到十六章，在这个比喻当中，我们看到我们的例子啊，十五章。
As any good expositor and preacher,
任何的一个很好的解经家呢
，Jesus uses an illustration to let light in.
正如一个好的解经家，耶稣用这个例子呢，让我们看到更多的亮光。
And that's why I say the parable is Jesus simply illustrating how the disciples were going to interact with him after he was gone.
所以这里耶稣在这个比喻里头会告诉我们，他离开之后呢，门徒们会如何继续跟耶稣交通交往。
Let's look at this. John chapter 14, beginning with verse 1.
我们看看14章从第一节开始。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Very important words.
非常重要的字。
The words indicate a lack of faith on the part of the disciples.
这些话呢，表明了门徒们小信，当时很小信。
Jesus knew that their faith in him was weak at best.
主耶稣知道他们对他的信心呢，当时的信心是很软弱的。
I know you believe in God the Father, but I'm asking you to believe me in the same way.
我知道你们相信父神，但是我要你们也同样的信靠我。
He says that because he knows what he's going to tell them. Bad news, at least from their perspective.
他知道，也是因为他知道他要告诉他们坏消息，从他们的角度坏消息。
Verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我若去为你们预备了地方，我就必再来接你们到我那里去。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
And it was that news that crushed these men's hearts.
是这个消息使这些人的门徒的心破碎。
What do you mean, leave us?
什么意思？你要离开我们？
What do you mean, going away?
你要到哪里去啊？
Don't you know we left our families to follow you?
你岂不知我们弃家舍业，离开我们的家庭来跟随你吗？
You can't leave.
你不能离开我们啊。
We've left everything to follow you, Lord.
我们舍弃了一切来跟随你主啊。
Of course, they didn't say it exactly in that way.
当然他们没有那么说啊，没有。
But you get that as you read, you can sense the heart.
但当你读这段经文，你可以感觉到这是他们当时的心境。
And after he says that, a discussion begins.
好，他说了这些话之后呢，就开始讨论了。
About the Father and Jesus.
就讨论父神在基督里。
Philip says, "Well, Lord, show us the Father."
腓力说，父啊，让我们看看神在哪里。
And Jesus exasperated.
耶稣就不很高兴了。
Can you not hear the frustration in his voice?
你难道不能从他的声音中听到他心中的难过吗？
Have I been with you so long and yet you don't know me, Philip?
Which verse?
Verse 9.
第九节说，哎，我腓力啊，我与你们这样长久，你还不认识我吗，腓力？
He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father?
人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说，将父显给我们看呢？请注意啊。
Verse 10 and 11, these are two important verses.
10到11节很重要的经文啊。
Do you not believe that I am in the Father?
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
And the Father in me.
父也在我里面。
Now let me ask your question.
好，让我请问啊。
We already know what the illustration is coming in the next chapter, right?
我们已经知道下一章十五章里头的比喻是什么，对不对？
When he spoke verse 10, he hadn't given it yet.
当他讲第十节，十四章第十节，他还没有给十五章的比喻。
We have the advantage of knowing.
我们已经事先知道，这是我们的优越点呐。
What do the words?
他讲的是什么呢？
I am in the Father, and the Father in me remind you of.
我在父里面，父在我里面，叫你想起什么？哎
，I am the vine, and you are the branches. Abide in me.
想到我是真葡萄树，我你要在我里面，我在你里面，对不对？藏在我里面。
He goes on to say.
他继续说。
The words that I speak to you, I don't speak on my own authority.
我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的。
But the Father who dwells in me does the works.
乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
What you see me do.
你看到我所做的。
Wasn't me. It was the Father in me.
不是我做的，乃是父在我里面所做的。
It was the life of the Father flowing through me.
是父神的生命从我生命当中流露出来的。
And then he says once again, almost pleading.
然后他再说一次，几乎是在恳求他们啊。
Believe me.
你们当相信我。
Can you not hear?
你听不见吗？
The intonation of the voice.
他声音里头那个调子，
Believe、
那个声调。你们当信我。
I'm in the Father, the Father in me.
我在父里面，父在我里面呐、
啊。Else believe me for the sake of the work themselves.
既或不信，也当。 You
can't believe what I'm telling you right now. At least look at what I've done.
如果你不相信我说的话, 至少信我所做的事吧。
Let them speak.
让我所做的事向你们说话, 证明给你们看。
What's he saying?
他在说什么?
Sounds eerily familiar to me.
我听起来非常耳熟能详啊, 这些话。
In John 15:5, he said,
15章第5节, 看看。
Without me, you can do nothing. Jesus just said, apart from the Father, I can do nothing. Oh, now come on, Brother Michael, you're stretching the text.
Michael,
turn in your Bibles, hold your hand here, and turn your Bibles to John chapter 5.
看约翰福音第五章, 你手指放这儿,
look at verse 19. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you,
耶稣对他们说,
the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he sees the Father do,
父所做的事,
for whatever he does, the Son also doesn't like
that.
Well, that kind of says it, doesn't it?
诶,对不对? 这个,
but he doesn't come out definitively saying it.
但他说, 没说那么清楚嘛。
Look at verse 30.
再看30节。
I can of myself do nothing.
我凭着自己不能做什么。There
it is.
看到没有? 清清.
Jesus testifies.
耶稣证明, 做见证。
Me, Jesus of Nazareth.
我,拿撒勒人,
I can do nothing without my Father.
我没有我的父,
the power and the life that you see in me,
你在我生命中所看到的能力跟生命,
it is the power and the life of the Father.
那是父的生命和能力。
And so once again, what Jesus is doing, he's pulling back the curtain.
再一次耶稣把那个窗帘给拉开。
And he's showing them how he operated in this world as a man.
他让我们瞥到眼看到他在世上是如何工作的,在世上。
We're going to address this tomorrow.
我明天会继续讲。
Let me just touch it right now.
让我现在稍微提一提啊。
Most of us have a problem with the humanity of Christ.
I'll
explain why tomorrow. But we must not forget that he was as much a man as you and I. Yes, he was also deity.
He's
a God-man. But as a man, he operated on this earth.
但身为人, 他在世上,
not in the power of his own personal deity, but by the power of the Father, who dwelt in him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, turn back to John 14. And Jesus is going now to pull back the curtain yet again.
好,耶稣再一次把那个窗帘拉开,
and he's going to show them how they are going to function on this earth with his bodily absence.
他要门徒们看到, 当主耶稣肉身不在世上的时候, 门徒们将要怎么样行事。
Look at verse 12 through 14. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me,
我实实在在告诉你们,我所做的事,信我的人也要做。
Once again, he's saying to the men, believe me.
再一次,他在向门徒说,
believe me, here's what's going to happen.
如果你相信我,
the works that I do, he will do also.
我所做的事,信我的人也要做。
And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father.
要做比这更大的事,因为我往父那里去。
Now that verse has been a mystery to several through the years.
这节经文啊, 对很多人来说, 多年来都是一个奥秘,
there are those who say that this simply means,
有人说呢, 这些话的意思仅仅是,
you and I could be or should be able to do even greater miracles than what Jesus did.
你我可以行比耶稣更大的神迹奇事。
There are men and women out there teaching this nonsense.
有人在外头教这些乱七八糟道理啊。
That we can perform the same miracles that Christ and even greater.
我们可以行神迹，而且行更大的，比耶稣更大的神迹。
Well, beloved, I ask you,
我请问
what could be greater than taking up your own life and resurrecting your own body?
有什么比能够叫你自己从死里复活更大的神迹？
I understand the Father raised the Son.
我知道父神叫耶稣复活了。
The Holy Spirit raised the Son.
圣灵也使耶稣复活了。
But the Son raised the Son.
但神的儿子基督也使自己复活。
I know Lazarus is a cool miracle.
我知道拉撒路复活是一个。
Four days dead.
是cool，是一个很cool的 miracle， 是个神迹。
He already told you, didn't he?
死了四天了。
He's ahead of me.
他比我更快。
That's a good translator.
谢谢。
Four days, absolutely, irrefutably proven to be dead.
无可否认，真是死了，绝对。
Jesus raises him back to life. That's awesome.
使他从死里。
Don't want to take anything away from that miracle.
我们绝对不否认这个神迹，这是实在很大的神迹。
But Jesus,
但耶稣
I lay down my life.
耶稣说，我舍弃生命。
And I will take it up again.
我可以取回来。
I will take it up again.
我会自己把我的生命取回来，复活。
I don't doubt that there has been bodily resurrection since the days of Jesus.
我不怀疑啊，耶稣基督之后也有复活的神迹啊。
I've never seen it.
我从来没见过。
But I'm not saying God can't do that.
但我相信神仍然能行神迹，叫死人复活。
But I don't know anybody who's dead.
不知道任何人死了，完全死了之后
that can pull off.The miracle of bringing life to their dead body.
能够再一次使这个死掉的尸体复活的。
I don't believe that Jesus meant we will do greater, more miraculous kinds of things.
我相信耶稣这里意思不是说我们可以做超过复活的神迹，更大的神迹。
Well, then what does he mean? What do you answer?
到底他什么意思？他回答十三节，他回答十三十四节。
He's saying, when I am bodily gone from you,
他在说，当我肉身不在的时候，我离开你的时候
I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit.
我要赐给你们圣灵。
And he's going to be in each one of you.
圣灵会在你们每一个人的里面。
And thereby the work of the Father will be multiplied.
借此，父神的工作借着你们会加倍的
，as it was
行出来
，as it was that day，
正如那个时候
，Jesus was limited to one place at one time，
耶稣只能够在某一个地方、某一个地点受时空限制。
But when the Spirit came and filled those 120，
但是当圣灵降临，充满了120个门徒的时候
，by the end of the day we have 3,120。
那一天五旬节没完的有。3120个
who are filled with the same Spirit of God,
他们都被同一位圣灵充满
filled Jesus Christ,
那位充满耶稣的灵也充满在这些人身上
Greater here does not mean more miraculous or more fantastic,
所以这里的更大的意思不是更大的神迹更超自然的不
but in quantity,
那是人数更多量
But I still have a problem with that.
但我还是不能完全接受这样的解释。
I don't sometimes even feel that I do hardly anything for the kingdom.
因为我有时候我觉得我对神的国度没有做任何贡献。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说
You don't.
的确你
You've never done anything for my kingdom.
你为我的国度根本做不了什么。
But I have done many things through you for the kingdom.
借着你为我的国度成全了许多的事。
Now watch this.
啊，注意啊。
He explains verse 13, 14.
十三十四节他解释了。
He ties it to prayer.
他把祷告跟这个挂上钩了。
These greater works are tied to prayer.
这些更大的工作跟祷告息息相关。
Whatever you ask in my name,
你们奉我的名，无论求什么。
Watch the pronoun.
好，注意这个代名词啊。
That will I do.
我必为你们成就。
Not you.
不是你。
Not me.
也不是我。
That's what I'll do.
但是我必成就。
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
叫父因儿子得荣耀。
Not in the branch, in the Son.
不是靠着枝子，乃是在他儿子里。
You ask anything in my name, I will do it.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
Jesus is saying, I'm still going to function on this earth.
耶稣说，我仍然要在世上。
I may not be bodily here.
我也许我身体不在，肉身不在。
But the Father's plan is so much better than me being bodily here.
但神的计划比我在肉身在世上道成肉身更大。
The life of the vine can work in everyone whom God saves.
葡萄树的生命可以在每一个神所拯救人的生命中动工。
And by cooperating with the will of God through prayer,
借着我们祷告，我们借着祷告跟神合作的时候，
the works of Jesus are multiplied.
耶稣的工作会继续不断的。
For it is He who will do it.
因为他会这样做。
I've never, ever, ever met a great prayer warrior.
我从来没有碰到一个祷告的勇士。
They talk about some of the praying men of the past, like John Hyde.
想到从前那些祷告勇士，像 Hyde 这些人，
They called him Praying Hyde.
他们称他为祷告的 Hyde， 海尔，祷告的 Hyde。
James the Apostle，
雅各这个使徒，
was said to have had camel knees.
人家说他有骆驼的膝盖。
His knees were calloused because he spent so many hours in prayer.
因为他花很长的时间在跪在地上祷告，所以他的脚已经麻木了，像骆驼一样。
But beloved, it's not the prayer or the prayer.
弟兄姊妹，不是那个祷告本身有什么力量。
It's the God who answers prayer.
乃是那回答祷告的神的能力。
And Jesus is saying, if you ask in my name, the Father, and the Father be glorified, I'll do it.
耶稣说，当你求我的父，父就会得荣耀，我就会为你成全。
So Jesus is going to work in us by the person of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣借着圣灵的工作会在我们心里动工。你看十六节。
John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper that He may abide with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，他叫他永远与你们同在。
The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive,
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的。
Because it neither sees Him nor knows Him.
因为不见他，也不认识他。
But you know Him.
你们却认识他。
For he dwells with you,
因为他常与你们同在，
and will be in you,
也要住在你们里面，将来哦，将来住在你们里面。
Stop,
好，请听会儿。
Where was the Holy Spirit?
圣灵当时在哪？
Jesus said he, you know him because he dwells with you.
耶稣说你们认识他，因为他与你们同在。
But at that moment he was not indwelling them.
当时圣灵没有在门徒里面内住。
So.He will indwell them at some point in the future.
将来某一个时间，他会住在你们里面。
Does that mean these men were not regenerated yet?
是不是说这些门徒当时还没有重生呢？
No.
不。
They were regenerated.
他们已经重生得救。
But they didn't need the Holy Spirit to indwell them yet.
但当时他们不需要圣灵的内住。
Why?
为什么？
They had an advocate already. They didn't need another advocate.
他们已经有一位保惠师，耶稣中保跟他们同在了，不需要另外一位。
And the Holy Spirit was in Christ.
圣灵在基督里，当时。
He was filled without measure, says the Baptist.
施洗约翰说，神赐耶稣圣灵是没有限量的。
So Jesus is saying, He's going to be in you. Now watch verse 18.
耶稣说，哎。圣灵会住在你们里面，你看十八节啊。
And when he comes, that is the Holy Spirit.
当他
verse 18, Jesus says.
No, not 18.
Verse 18. Yeah, good. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
He's not talking about after the resurrection, those 40 days. He's saying that I'll be with you in the person of the Holy Spirit. How was the Father in the Son? By the person of the Holy Spirit. How is the Spirit in us? Excuse me, how is Jesus in us?
耶稣怎么在我们里面呢?
By the Holy Spirit.
也是借着圣灵。
As it was with the Father and the Son,
正如父在子里面,
so is it going to be with you and I and Jesus.
所以将, 我们也是同样的, 也在,
That's what he's showing us here.
这是他在教导我们的。
The same way that Christ related to the Father is the same way you're going to relate to the Son.
正如父怎么跟耶稣怎么跟父的关系，照样我们跟耶稣也是这样的关系。
By the person of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，圣灵的位格。
Now move to the 16th chapter.
好，再看16章啊。
Because the 15th chapter he gives us the illustration of the parable.
15章我们看到了葡萄树的这个比喻。
Look at verse 5.
再看16章第5节。
But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going?
我现今往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？
But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
只因我将这些事告诉你们，你们的心就满，你们就满心忧愁。
They were heartbroken.
他们非常忧伤，心灵破碎。
This Messiah that they had given 3.5 years of their lives to.
这位弥赛亚跟他们相处了3年半，他们付了那么大代价。
Was going to leave them and they would not see him.
将要离开他们，他们将见不到他了。
They wouldn't hear his voice.
就听不到他声音了。
They wouldn't share a meal ever again.
不能再跟他们一起。
On this side of heaven.
在天堂的这边不能再与他们吃饭了。
They wouldn't be able to handle him, touch him.
不能再碰到。
Or feel his touch,
或者感觉到他的
拥抱和安慰了。 They're heartbroken.
所以他们心里好伤心，你不会吗？
But Jesus says,
但耶稣说,
nevertheless,
七节，然而,
I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away.
我将真情告诉你，我去是为你们的有益的。
For if I don't go away, the helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I'll send him to you.
我若不去，保惠师就不会到你们这来，我若去，就差他来。Now
friends,
朋友们,
they did not believe that that was to their advantage.
他们不相信耶稣走了对他们有益处。
They did not think it was better that Jesus was bodily gone.
他们不相信耶稣肉身不在对他们有益处。
And guess what? Most of you don't either.
知道吗? 我相信你们当中大多数人也不相信。
Have you ever said,
你曾经说过吗?
Or thought,
或者想过吗?
I wish,
我巴不得。
I could see him.
我能够亲眼见到耶稣。
I wish I could be back in the days of the apostles.
哎呀，我如果能够回到使徒的日子，哎呀。
And watch him do those things.
亲眼看到他行神迹奇事，多好啊！
If I could just have Jesus with me like they had,
如果我能像使徒一样有耶稣跟他们同在，也跟我同在，我就会更加爱主了。
If I could hear him speak like they heard him, it'd be better for me.
如果亲耳听到他讲道，就像门徒一样，那我。
Now come on, some of you look a little too self-righteous right now.
你们当中有人看起来有点太自意了, come on.
Haven't you really wanted that?
你难道没有巴不得巴望这样的跟使徒一样的特权吗?
I mean, especially
特别,
when you've prayed and you sought the Lord with all your heart.
当你祷告全心全意祈求他却没有回应的时候,
and all you hear is silence.
你却听到他的沉默。
You just long and wish he just show up.
你巴不得他能够显灵出现，多好！
Have you ever thought it would be much easier if you could just follow him, like those men could see him, hear him, and follow him?
你没有想过，如果你能够像门徒当时天天跟着主耶稣朝夕共处，该多好啊！
But we're not thinking properly.
但我们的想法并不正确。
We're thinking just like those men.
我们的想法正如当时。
And those men's problem was namely.
门徒的问题乃是,
they were self-centered and not Christ-centered. Even though he was bodily before them, their consciousness was not fastened upon Christ.
尽管耶稣身体在他们当中,
they were more conscious of themselves. Their focus was centered on them, not on the Lord. And Jesus is saying to them,
所以耶稣对他们说,
you're going to have to learn how to relate to me, not physically, but spiritually.
所以你要跟我建立关系, 不是肉身的关系, 乃是属灵里的关系。
The spiritual realm is an invisible realm.
这灵界是肉眼看不到的世界。
You can't see that realm. You can see the evidences and the work of that realm. Because the spiritual influences the material. In fact, the material came from the spiritual. That's what the writer of Hebrews says in the 11th chapter.
希伯来书11章, 作者说的,
everything that was made
所造之物,
was made out of what?
是从,
nothing.
从无有当中所造,
invisible.
是从那个看不见的世界所造,
God is spirit.
神是个灵,
and he is the only true creator.
他是真正的创造主。
We're not creators because we need to start with something in order to make something.
我们不能够创造什么, 因为我们造东西要从一些原有材料来造。
We're not creators, we're inventors.
我们不过是发明者, 我们不是创造者。
But God made everything and he needed nothing to begin with.
但神造万物, 他不需要原有材料来造, 他从无有造, 从无变有。
Our problem, however,
我们的问题,
is that we are material beings.
乃是我们是有肉身的,有物质的,
or better yet, I could have said we are spiritual beings
或者我可以那么说, 我们是属灵的, 没错,
with a material component.
但是我们有一个肉身的外壳, 有一个,
and material beings rely upon their material senses.
肉身就需要肉身的感器官感觉。
But physical senses do you no good in the spiritual realm.
但是在属灵的世界里, 这个五官呢, 产生不了作用。
That's why the Apostle Paul said we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以使徒保罗说, 我们是活着是凭信心, 而不是凭眼见。
Faith is the eyes of the Spirit.
信心乃是属灵的眼光。
It can see the activity of God when no one else can see it.
信心可以看到神的作为,
faith is the hearing of the Spirit.
信心乃是灵耳,
it can hear the voice of God when no one else can hear.
信心可以听见神的声音, 但别人听不见, 没有信心听不见。
Now, why is this a big deal?
这到底有什么重要呢?
Because, like the disciples, all of our relationships are based upon physical.
因为正像当时的门徒一样, 我们的关系都靠着感官啊, 肉身的感官。
Every relationship you have with someone is somehow based upon sight, hearing, tasting, touching.
你的跟别人任何的关系, 都是靠着五官啊, 就是,
the senses.
五个感官, 五个感官。
We are sensual beings. And I don't mean sensual in the idea of something ungodly, but physical senses.
我讲的不是性感, 我讲的是五官啊。
And we relate to this material world through the sensory perception of the body.
我们借着身体上的五官, 触觉, 感觉, 听觉, 等等, 我们跟这个世界挂钩。
And that was a problem for those 11 men that evening.
这就是当时那11个门徒的所面临的问题。
It's our problem.
这也是我们的问题。
We want to relate to God through the senses, what we can see, what we can hear, what we can feel.
我们要借着五官想要跟神联络，想要跟神挂钩， 借着我们的看见、听见。
How many times have you cried out to God, God, if I could just feel you, then I can trust you.
我们多少次向神祷告，主啊，我要感觉到你，我可以摸到你。Have
you ever asked God to do that?
你有没有求神这样做过？
I guess I'm the only one that gets frustrated.
我想只有我这样一个人了，是吗？
I remember a few years ago, I had to have God show up. I needed him.
我记得几年前我说主啊你显灵吧。
I blocked 3 hours a day just to pray and seek God.
我花了三个钟头时间，一天三个钟头。
This had gone on for a month and a half, and I still didn't have the answer.
一个半月，我神仍然没有显灵，我没有答案。
It was Saturday morning. I'll never forget this.
是礼拜六早上，我永远忘不掉。
And I went to the church building because I knew nobody would be there.
我到礼拜堂去，我知道没人在那儿。
And I just walked in the sanctuary crying to the Lord.
我在那个讲讲，那里到处行走，我向神呼求，眼泪。
My prayers were almost shouting.
我的祷告几乎向神尖叫。God,
主啊, if you just show up,
你显灵吧,
and help me to feel you right now.
你帮助我感觉到,
feel like you've abandoned me.
我觉得你已经弃绝我了。
I could just feel you, then my faith would be strengthened.
只要我感觉到你, 我的信心就会加增。
And God spoke to my heart. I believe it was the Lord. He said, you've got it backwards.
神说你把它搞反了。Feelings
have never created faith.
感觉感官不能够建立信心。But
feelings will always follow faith.
但是你有信心就会有感觉接踵而来，跟着而来。What
was he saying to me?
他在向我说,
what are you saying to these men this day?
他向我说的话也是他当时向这些门徒说的, 同样的,
the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom at this present moment.
神的国度, 此时此刻是一个属灵的国度,
it's not a geopolitical kingdom.
不是有一个地理或者一个政治国度,
it will one day.
当然有一天,
there will be the new heaven and the new earth.
会有新天新地, 神的国降临。
But in the meantime,
此时此刻,
the kingdom of God is in the hearts of men.
神的国是在人的心里, 是属灵的。
And the physical senses, including the emotions, do us no good.
人的五官感官, 包括人的感觉, 对我们没有益处。
We walk by faith.
我们是凭信心生活, 而不是凭。
And so, what I did immediately, I knew what I needed to do.
我当时我立刻知道我该做什么。I
needed to go back to the truth.
回到神的真理。
Because faith has to have an object.
因为信心必须要有所信的对象。
You just can't believe based upon no truth.
你不能没有真理就信，在真空里相信。
That's presumption.
那是
假信心,
that's wishing. 那是无中生,
and empty hope.
是一个空虚的,
faith has to have truth.
信心必须有真理做根基。
And where there's truth, and it's understood,
有了真理就可以明白了。
By the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵可以明白。
Faith always follows.
信心会跟着真理，建立在真理之上。
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信道是从听道而来，听道是从基督的话而来，神的话而来的。
Feelings follow faith.
感觉跟着信心。
Faith follows truth.
信心跟着真理就是神的道。
That's the proper order.
这是正确的次序。
You get him out of order,
你把它本末倒置了，次序颠倒的话，
you're going to be disillusioned, confused.
你就会混乱了，你的信仰就，
you'll be like some of those people.
你就会像那些人，
one day they're up, the next day they're down.
一下高一下低，起起伏伏的， 你就会像那些人一样。
You'll be like those who are always chasing a feeling, new experience.
总是跟着感觉走， 总是要找到新的经历那些人一样。
And listen to me.
请听。
The devil will be glad to give you any experience you want.
撒旦魔鬼很高兴给你要所寻找的任何的经历，他都可以给你。
So that morning in that sanctuary alone with God.
所以那一天在教会里头，我单独与神在一起的时候。
Went back to the word and I remembered.
我又回到圣经，我记得。
Looked up.
我翻到了
every verse that I could find about God's promised presence with me.
我翻到了所有有关神应许要与我们同在的经文。
And I thought about those verses.
我就好好的思考这些经文。
And as I was thinking and believing that those verses were true,
当我在默想而且相信这些神的话是真的时候
God had not abandoned me. I was not alone.
神没有抛弃我，我不是单独一人做孤儿。不
Guess what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗？
I began to literally feel the presence.
我就实实在在感觉到神的同在了。
Ah, you're saying, I know what you're thinking, mind over matter. Mind over matter.
也许你会想
No!
不不不。
Truth over error.
Truth.
Over error.
真理和错误。
See, the error that I had was
你知道我的错误是什么
The lie
我所相信的谎言是什么呢
God's not with me
我信的谎言是神不与我同在
Because I can't feel him
因为我感觉不到他同在啊
That was the error, that was the lie
这是我犯的错误 我相信那个谎言
The truth is, he said
但真理他说
I'll never leave you nor forsake you
我永远不会撇下你永远不会
离弃 I'm with you, lo to the end of the age
我有与你同在直到世界的末了这是他给我的真理
And by believing that truth,
当我相信神的真理的时候
truth won.
真理就得胜了。
And I was given and granted the experience of the presence of God.
给我一个经历就是神的同在的经历。请听好。
The Spirit always mediates His presence through truth and truth only.
圣灵总是借着真理把他的经历带给我们。
Here's our problem.
我们的问题乃是
We're too dependent upon the physical senses.
我们太依靠我们的物质的五官了。
We're governed by them.
我们被这些五官控制、辖制。
The second problem.
第二个问题，我们的问题。
We're lazy.
我们懒惰。
These men were lazy.
这些人也懒惰。
What did these men really have to do for 3 years as they followed Jesus?
这些门徒们跟随主耶稣三年之久，他们真要做的是什么？告诉我。
Jesus provided for them.
耶稣为他们供应一切所需要，
them,
而且支持他们。
He protected them.
保守他们。
He fed them.
而且喂养他们。
And if they ever had a situation they could not discern,
如果他们碰到一个
run to Jesus.
碰到一个问题他们解决不了马上就到耶稣面前
wisdom personified and they would get their answer
他们看到的智慧的化身就在他们面前马上就得到答案
now that's pretty easy
那对他们来说很简单嘛有问题就来找耶稣嘛
and they didn't want that to stop
他们盼望这样的经历不要停止要继续这样
And our problem is we're just as lazy as those 11 men.
我们的问题就是我们跟那个十一个门徒一样的懒惰。
We want God to make it so easy we don't even have to lift a finger to receive His blessings.
我们也要神给我们这么简单的生活方式，我们就不用动手动脑筋做任何事。
We don't want to live by faith.
我们不想凭信心生活。
It's too uncomfortable, too risky, too dangerous to live by faith.
因为太冒险了，太不方便了，就靠凭信心生活呀。
And thirdly, like the disciples,
就像门徒当时一样
we depend upon ourselves.
我们也依靠自己。
That's our default. We always go back.
我们人的本性的天性的地位，我们总是回到那个地位。
We'd rather trust ourselves than to trust God.
我们宁可自信，也不要信神。
And they could trust Jesus as long as they could see Him, touch Him, hear Him.
他们只要看到耶稣，摸到耶稣，他们就可以相信他。
Now let me explain.
让我解释啊。
These men were so addicted to their senses. Addicted.
这些人真是受他们的感官的辖制到一个地步，那完全上瘾。我知道上瘾的，不好解释。
Through the senses, they experience God.
借着他们的感官，他们可以 经历到神。
They were addicted to that.
他们已经上瘾了，就已经习惯成自然。
And now he tells them that physically that's no longer going to be happening.
但耶稣现在告诉他，哎，你们现在感官不能再感官到我。
Huge paradigm shift.
现在有一个很大的整个情景的改变，情况的大改变。
Now put yourself into their mindset.
你把他们放到他们，你现在把自己放到他们的地位上啊。
They thought Jesus was going to set up his earthly kingdom.
他们以为耶稣当时会立刻建立他在地上的国度。
And in that case, he would always be there.
如果耶稣建立他的国度，耶稣就会永远与他们同在了，肉身同在。
And they would get to rule and reign with him.
他们就跟耶稣一起做王了，做宰相了。
You know,
你知道。
You take in information differently when you know you're going to be tested on it.You take in information differently when you know you're going to be tested.
当你知道你会受到考验的时候，你就会不同的领，你的领受也就不同。譬如
，If I told you，
如果告诉你
，that there's going to be a test after these sessions，
哎，我们讲完道之后我们要考试啊。如果跟你讲
，And if you do good on those tests，
如果你考试考得好的话。
Your employer is going to give you a significant pay raise.
你的老板就会给你加薪水。
You would listen much differently than you're listening to me right now.
我相信你听的方式就会跟你现在听的方式完全不一样。
Taking notes.
你就会记笔记，对不对？
You would stop and say, "Could you repeat that, please?"
你就会把我停下，哎，你再讲一遍，再讲一遍。
Because you want to give the information.
因为你想要得到这些信息。
These men didn't think that they needed to learn this.
这些门徒没有想到他们需要学习这些道理。
This isn't the first time he told them this.
这是耶稣第一次告诉他们他要离开。
But they didn't think it was that important. In fact, they didn't even understand.
其实他们根本不明白，也不认为这是这么重要。
They didn't listen with the ears of faith.
所以他们没有凭着信心的耳朵在专心的听。
Now panic is setting in.
现在他们害怕了，紧张了。
Beloved, there has to be a weaning off of these physical and material senses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们必须慢慢的离开这些感官、肉身的五官的，慢慢离开。
Is wanting to move you off the physical and into the spiritual.
神要把你从物质感官当中带出来，带进灵界里。
And that's to your advantage.
那是对你们有益的。
There's a parallel between these disciples and us.
门徒和我们当中也有相似之处。
They had to be weaned off the physical as well.
他们必须从感官当中远离。
After the resurrection.
耶稣复活之后
，He appeared to them at different times those 40 days.
那四十天当中，耶稣在不同情况下向他们显现。
But he did not dwell with them.
但耶稣那四十天当中没有与他们同住。
He's preparing them for this withdrawal bodily.
预备他们慢慢的肉身离开他们。
If you will not learn how to operate in the spiritual realm,
如果你不学到如何在灵界当中生活的话。
Then you're going to meet with certain disaster.
你就会遇到一些
Number one,
困难跟灾祸。第一
disappointment.
你会遇到失望的事儿。
You will be disappointed with God.
你会对神失望。
I'm talking about Christians.
我讲的是基督徒，不是罪人，不是不信主的。
There are Christians tonight who are thoroughly frustrated with God.
我们当中有些基督徒，你对神完全失望。
Because they can't seem to relate to him.
因为他们似乎不能跟神有交往，不能挂钩。
Because they're wanting to relate to him based upon the senses.
因为他们想要借着感官，借着物质世界跟神挂钩。
And when disappointment has had its perfect work, or should I say imperfect?
当绝望或是失望完成了他的工作。
Disillusionment appears.
绝望就会产生了。灰心最后会绝望，就绝望。
Disillusioned, or whatever word he's trying to use here,
绝望 okay,
is a sense
是一种感觉
that what you had believed
你从前所信的
may not be true.
也许不是真的吧。
That's what disillusionment does.
这就是
that's how what it feels like.
就是失望或是绝望。
which leads to a sense of abandonment or failure.
导致你感觉到失败了或者被抛弃了。
Now listen as I bring this to a conclusion.
请听啊，我结束。
How many of God's children here tonight?
今天我们当中多少神的儿女
feel like you are a failure?
感觉到自己失败了。
I'm telling you.
我告诉你。
The reason is probably because.
这原因可能是。
You've not learned how to operate in the spiritual realm where Christ dwells by the Spirit.
你还没有学习到基督在灵界所运行的方式。
God is trying to wean you off of the sensual.
神要教导你，把你从这个物质世界慢慢的带出来。
And you're resisting Him.
但是你在抵抗他，反抗他。
Fear is a clear evidence of resisting the work of the Spirit.
害怕是一个抵挡圣灵工作的清楚的证明。
If you cannot trust the Spirit, even though your eyes don't see any evidence,
如果 你不相信圣灵灵界，圣灵
you can't trust the Spirit when the eyes see no evidence.
你眼睛看不到任何证据。
Then fear will set in.
那你就会开始害怕。
Because you will see the challenge that you're facing that opposes you.
因为你会看到面对你的难题是挑战。
You will say,
你就会说
I can't, I'm not sufficient.
我不能，我没能力，我没胆量，我办不到。
When I was a boy, I used to walk a mile.
当我是个小孩的时候，我小男孩，我走一里路上学，很长的路啊。
And when I got near my school, there was this huge dog.
当我靠近学校的时候，有一只大狗，大狼狗。
Sitting on the front porch of this house scared me always.
坐在那个房子的门口，每次都把我吓得半死。
When I got near that house, I would walk across the street and go on the other side to get as far away from that dog as I could.
当每次经过那个房子，我会绕远路，尽量远离那只狗，走在街的那一边。
Why?
绕过去，为什么？
Because the dog was so big.
因为那个狗大得不得了。
And I wasn't.
但我是个小个子。
I knew I was no match for him.
我知道我打不过那条狗。
One day,
有一天，
what happened was what I had feared was going to happen.
有一天我所害怕的事发生了。
That dog rose up.
那个狗站起来。
Looked at me.
看着我。
Walked down the steps.
然后爬上那个阶梯。
I thought, oh no, this is it.
我说，哎呀，完蛋了。
And he turned and went to his backyard away from me.
但是他转了个弯，回到后院离开。
And out from on that front porch, I'd never seen this dog.
我从来没有看到那个他从前门走到后院。
A little bitty dog.
一个小狗。
Came running across the street trying to bite me.
从街那边跑过来要咬我。
It wasn't the big dog. It was the little dog.
不是那条大狗，是小狗要跑来咬我。
You know what?
你知道吗？
Wasn't scared of the little dog.
我不怕小狗。
I turned around and gave him a swift kick, and he went running back across the street.
给他一脚，他砰就跑掉了，拔腿就跑。
Why wasn't I scared of him?
为什么我不怕小狗？
Because I saw myself adequate to meet the challenge.
因为我看到我自己足够能够面对挑战。小狗。
Beloved,
亲爱的。
If you've not learned how to relate and cooperate with God through the Spirit by faith,
如果你没有学习凭着信心跟神交往的话，
you're going to be locked.In fear,
你就会被捆绑、束缚、捆锁。
I hope tomorrow and Sunday.
我盼望明天跟礼拜天你会回来。
You'll let the Word of God by the Spirit teach you how to wean yourself off the physical senses.
你靠着神的话语，凭着信心，如何从这个感官的物质世界当中出来？
And to learn how to relate to Jesus in the spiritual realm.
学习如何借着灵圣灵凭着信心跟耶稣挂钩。
Jesus' work is not finished on this earth.
耶稣在世上工作还没有结束。
He continues to do the Father's will on this earth.
他继续在世上成全父神的旨意。
Now he does not do it bodily.
现在他不是肉身在我们的。
He does it through his body.
他乃是借着他的身体。
Let's come back tomorrow, refreshed, prayed up, ready to receive.
我明天回来再一次 重新振作起来，好好听。
And learn how we can cooperate with the true vine.
学习我们如何与真葡萄树合作。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
你祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for this teaching.
父神，我们何等感恩为着你的教导。
In your love for your apostles,
你爱你的使徒们。
You were preparing them for what they, for the shift and change in relationship.
你在准备他们度过这个关系的改变。
And you loved us enough to make sure it was recorded so we could have it.
你也爱我们，所以你把这些话记下来，好叫我们能够也能够经历到。
Father, there are some here tonight.
父神，我们当中有些人。
You know them.
你知道。
They feel like they have failed. They feel so weak.
他们感觉到自己好软弱，自己失败了。
They're halfway there.
他们。
They're halfway to victory.
他们离开成功已经走了一半。
I pray, Father, that you will show them.
主啊，我求你，你教导他们。
What you can now do through them.
教导他们。你可以在他们身上所成就的工作，只要他们信靠你。我奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。